بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. خلائق یہ بات سن کر متحیر ہوئی، بتیرے منکر ہوئے، اکثر مکر بھی تھے. عجیب و غریب کام آپ سے ظاہر ہونے لگے. حضرت منصور الحلاج رحمۃ اللہ علیہ، the people became mystified, bewildered at these talks and his condition. They were very surprised and was very puzzling. He was an extremely puzzling and mysterious Buzurg, Hazrat Mansur al-Haraj, that even many of the awliya of the time also could not understand him, and many of the awliya also branded him to be astray. Some branded him to be a zindiq, a kafir also. So the people were extremely mystified by his actions. عجب عجیب و غریب کام آپ سے ظاہر ہونے لگے. Wonderful feats were performed by him. He used to perform miracles, karamat. Too many miracles and karamat حضرت منصور used to perform. اور خلیفہ سے مختلف طور پر حالات اور کلمات آپ کا بیان کیے. سب نے آپ کے قتل پر اتفاق کر کے فتویٰ لکھا اور اس بات کو سند ٹھہرایا کہ وہ ان الحق کہتا ہے. Then he was reported to the Khalifa, to the ruler, and there was unanimity amongst the ruler in the ruling circles and the ulama there that he has to be executed, and on the basis of the statement of his an al-haq. It's not once only said, he repeatedly he uttered this an al-haq, I am Allah, I am the haq, I am Allah. لوگوں نے جنید رحمۃ اللہ علیہ سے جا کر کہا کہ یہ سخن جو حلاج کہتے ہیں کچھ اس کی تعویل بھی ہے. So the people went to حضرت جنید بغدادی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ, who was the most senior of the awliya Sufis, and he was his sheikh also. The people went to him because they were surprised also. Many, they think, were also in his favor. They went and asked حضرت جنید بغدادی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ, حضرت, isn't there some interpretation for this statement of Mansur, the saying, "An al-haq, I am Allah"? Can't it be interpreted, an interpretation to be given to it so that he can be saved from being executed? آپ نے فرمایا, تم اس مقدمے میں دخل نہ دو جب تک کہ وہ قتل نہ ہوئے. یہ وقت تعبیر کا نہیں ہے. سو حضرت جنید بغدادی رحمۃ اللہ علیہ کہتے ہیں, people must not interfere and be concerned here about this matter. Don't ask about interpretation as long until the time arrives for him to be executed. Now he will be executed, and this is not the time for interpretation. That he, for the sake of the Sharia, he will be executed. And Hazrat Junayd Baghdadi Rahmatullah understood him, understood what was the mystery behind it. But in terms of the Sharia, the law had to be carried out. And it was mentioned earlier also that Hazrat Junayd Baghdadi Rahmatullah had predicted to Mansur that one day your blood is going to dye the gibbet, the place, the pole where they time up for and where they're going to hang him. So at the same time, Hazrat Junayd Baghdadi Rahmatullah, at the same time, he spontaneously said, and Hazrat, one day you will don the garments of a layman. Yeah, the Sufis of those times, they had their special form of dress, very simple woolen form of duba they used to wear. So he said, Hazrat, that you will, in other words, you will remove the garments one day. So when the time came, the thing, for his execution, the Khalifa after they issued the ruling, the qazi, that he must be executed, they said, the Khalifa said, no, we must get the signature of the Junayd also to confirm the thing, because it was not a simple method to have him executed. So when they brought the decree of the qazi to the Junayd Baghdadi rahmatullah, then he went into the room and he removed his Sufi robe, the Sufi juba, and he put the robes of the qazi on. And so the prediction of Hazrat Mansur also was also materialized, and he came and then he signed that fatwa. All right. پس محمد وہ دعوت اور ایک جماعت علم والوں کی آپ کی مخالف پر اٹھ پہ علماء آف دا ٹائم سینئر علماء آف دا ٹائم دے ور ڈیٹرمنڈ ان اپوزنگ ہم. آپ کے حالات کو معتصم سے جو خلیفہ تھا بری طرح بیان کر کے اس کو بدزن کر دیا. دیس ود دیس علماء آف دا پیلس دے ایکسپلین دا تھنگ دا میٹر دے ایون ایگزیجریٹڈ اینڈ دے and they convinced the Khalifa was Mu'tasim of the time in Baghdad. They convinced him that he must be executed. They spoke very ill of Mansur. Ali bin Isa, jo Khalifa ka wazir tha, aap par nihayat ghussa hua, bas aapko ek saal qaid khane mein rakha. The wazir or the prime minister of the Khalifa, he was also very annoyed, extremely angry with Mansur. So he, before they executed him, they imprisoned him for 1 year. They had him in prison. لیکن لوگ آپ کے پاس جاتے اور مسائل تحقیق کرتے حالات پوچھتے آخر خلق کو بھی وہاں جانے آنے سے منع کر دیا. But the people were allowed to go to visit him. He would visit, they would learn from him. Asked Muslim asylum, they were still, he had a relationship with the people. پانچ مہینے تک نزدیک آپ کے کوئی نہ گیا, مگر اس بار اس مدت میں ایک بار ابن عطا اور ایک بار عبداللہ خفیف گئے. Then this also was prevented. People were prevented and they were not allowed the thing to go. So for 5 months he was in solitude in the prison. Only two only of the time as the Ibn Attar and Ibn Abdullah Khayf rahmatullahi alayhi, Khafif rahmatullahi alayhi, were senior awliya, they visited him once. Ek bar Ibn Attar ne ek shakhs ko aap ki khidmat mein bhej kar kehlaya ke ae shaykh is shakhs se jo aap kehte hain maazrat kijiye taake qaid se aap ko rihai ho jaye. Then once Hazrat Ibn Attar was a senior wali of the time, he sent someone to the jail and he said that, oh Sheikh, present an excuse, none must apologize. So therefore, having mentioned the statement on al-Haq, so that you can be freed from the jail and the suffering all. Aapne farmaya, jo shakhs ye kehta hai, usse jaakar keh do ke tu hi maazir karta rahe. So when this message was brought of Hazrat Ibn Attar rahmatullahi was brought to Hazrat Mansur rahmatullahi, he told that person, that messenger, go and tell that person who sent you with this message that he must present his excuses, whatever he wants to. Not for me, present excuses for what I'm saying. He believed in what he was saying. So he said, you go and present your excuses. Ibn Attar ye baat sunkar ro diye aur kahe hum khud ek Hussein Mansur hain. Then when Hazrat Dusur Ibn Attar rahmatullah heard this, he broke down and he started to cry and say, I'm also Hussein bin Hussein. He said, I'm also just like him. نقل ہے کہ پہلی شب جس میں حسین منصور رحمتہ اللہ کو قید کیے, لوگوں نے آ کر دیکھا تو آپ گم تھے, یعنی قید خانے میں نہ تھے. تمام قید خانہ چھان مارا لیکن آپ کا پتہ نہ لگا. The first night when he was jail, and the people of the jail, the warders came. When they came to inspect the cell, they found he was missing. The cell was closed and they looked search for him, they couldn't find him. He was not ill in the cell. دوسری شب لوگوں نے آ کر دیکھا تو قید خانہ بھی گم ہو گیا تھا. ہر چند قید خانہ کو تلاش کیے نہ ملا. The second night when they came, they saw the cell also had disappeared. He wasn't there the first night, and the second night, he and the cell both had disappeared. And they were baffled, bewildered, what has happened here? The cell also disappeared. تیسری شب میں لوگوں نے آ کر دیکھا کہ قید خانہ بھی موجود ہے اور آپ بھی. The third night when the warders came, they found the cell is also there and he is also there. Both of them were back again. لوگوں نے پوچھا, اے شیخ, پہلی شب کو آپ کہاں تھے اور دوسری شب کو نہ آپ تھے نہ قید تھے نہ قید خانہ, تیسری شب کو آپ اور قید خانہ ہر دو موجود ہوئے, یہ کیا معاملہ ہے؟ Then they asked him, Sheikh, what is this mystery behind this? The first night you were there, the second night that you and the cell were not present, and the third night both of you were here. So what is the mystery of this? Aapne farmaya, pehli shab mein huzur mein tha. So he said, the first night I was in the presence of Allah Ta'ala. So I was gone from here, I was in Allah Ta'ala's presence. Dusri shab huzur khud yahan jalwa karte is waqt qaid khana bhi gumta. And then the second night Allah Ta'ala's special tajalli manifestation was here, for that reason the cell also disappeared. Ab mujhe phir yahan laaye, main hifz sharir ke waaste aaya, apna kaam karo. And so now that I've come back here for the protection of the Sharia. You see, I've come back here, now they'll send me for the protection of the Sharia. In other words, I'll have to face the trial and the punishment of the Sharia here. I'm here to protect the Sharia, for that reason I'm back here. So you will be concerned only with your own business. Don't be concerned about this. Nakale ke qaid khane mein aap din raat mein 1000 rakat namaz ada karte. Every day in the prison you would perform 1000 rakat nafil namaz. Logo ne kaha, aap to kehte hain ke main haq hu, phir ye namaz kiski padte ho? So the people asked him, say, you say you are Haq, you are Allah, so for whose namaz are you performing, for who are you performing salat? Farmaya ke apni qadar hum hi khud jante hain. He says that only I know, but what I'm doing is not for you. You will not be able to understand. Nakal ke ek raat qaid khana mein 300 aadmi qaid the. Aapne un qaidiyon se farmaya, ae qaidiyon, main tumhe qaid se azad kar doon. He said, one night there were 300 prisoners with him in the jail. So he told them, look, I'm going to set you people all free. Unhone kaha, aap hume kyon kar azad karenge, agar aap itni kudrat rakhte hai, to khud hi azad ho jaye. He said, how can you set us free when you yourself are in the jail here? If you got that so much power, then set your own self free. He thought he's speaking nonsense. Aapne farmaya, hum khudamand ta'ala ki qaid mein hain. He said, no, the reason for that, I am in the presence of Allah Ta'ala, not the Shariat. I'm because of the law of the Shariat, I'm in the prison. Aur Shariat ka lihaz rakhte hain, and I have to honor the Shariat. Agar hum chahe to ek ishara se tamam zanjeeron ko tod de. If I want to, I will break all the chains on you people. They all were in chains. Bas aapne ungli se ishara kiya aur un sab ki zanjeeren toot gayi. And then he made a sign with his finger and the chains of every prisoner broken, and they were all now loosened up now. اور قیدیوں نے کہا کہ ہم اب باہر کس طرف جائیں, قید خانہ کا دروازہ تو بند ہے. اسے نا اوشی بھی لیو دے جیل دے اور دے گیٹس دوز اکلوز, ہاو کین وی لیو ہیم. آپ نے دوسری بار اشارہ کیا تو قید خانہ کے چاروں طرف کھڑکیاں ظاہر ہو گئی. آپ نے فرمایا لو چلو چلے جاؤ. لوگوں نے کہا آپ نہیں چلتے. Then he made another sign with his finger and a number of windows opened up in the walls of the prison and told him, you must leave now. So he said, they asked, aren't you going to leave? Farmaya, humko apne aaka se, apne aaka ke saath ek raaz hai. So he said, no, I cannot leave. There's a secret between me and my Allah Ta'ala. There's a secret between us. I can only, aur baghair suli charne ke hal nahi ho sakta. And he says, but besides that thing being hung and executed, this mystery will not be solved. It will only be solved once I am executed and I'm hung.